Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Hi, Payne and Pendergast with you. This was Jim Bowden, former GM for a couple Major League Baseball teams, works for the Athletic now. It may not feel this way to Astro fans, but it does to Jim Bowden. He puts the AL West on notice that the Astros will rise from these ashes.
This team has eight pitchers that can put you into the World Series. So, you know, you got to do a better job of improving your starting pitching depth so you have guys that can at least keep you in games when you have the injuries that they've had. But when they get healthy, you know, you better watch out. If I'm Texas and Seattle, you better get as big a lead as you can, because when this team gets healthy, they're going to come roaring right after both of you.
All right, so when they get healthy, so who's not healthy right now? Basically, they're missing Jose Urquidy. They're missing Christian Javier should be back soon. Christian Javier is doing a rehab start. That got announced over the weekend, so he should be back imminently. Urquidy should be back shortly after that. Garcia, after that. McCullers, we'll see.
You're right. McCullers is nobody's ever confident saying that he's going to be back.
Yeah.
The biggest thing, honestly... Yeah, in terms of, all right, is the cavalry coming in the form of healthy pitching? The fact that guys who started the season healthy have missed time due to injury makes me feel worse than ever about that. Javier and Framber alone, like that throws a big wrench into the whole, hey, when everybody's healthy thing. You've seen exactly where some of the flaws are. I guess that Ronel Blanco being the revelation that he is the one really bright spot about all of this.
And they're 12-22, and Ronel Blanco's 3-0.
I know. If Blanco weren't here, it would be an abject disaster in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I think as he lays that out, because he goes, well, when the cavalry comes back, when they get these injured guys back, and that's where I'm going, okay, well, who's injured right now? Who is coming in, you know, galloping in on his horse with the flag and going, all right, it's go time now. Because this is the scary thing, Seth. Their everyday lineup has been healthy all season, other than Bregman missing a few games because he was sick. Remember,
right.
He missed that 1-3-game set. I forget against who, but he missed a 3-game series because he was sick. And honestly, whoever was in there for him probably did better than Bregman is doing now anyways. But their everyday lineup has been set in stone. I mean, Altuve has played every game. Yordan has played every game. Tucker has played every game. Bregman's played most of the game. And some of these guys may have missed a game here or there load management. But for all intents and purposes, Altuve, Tucker, Yordan, Bregman, Peña have played. Yiner has played a normal catcher's rotation here with Caratini, the backup, being healthy as well. Like they and they're 12-22. There's an injury or two lurking around the corner with these guys.
The thing is, even without, I know Bowden's pointing to starting pitching being the issue and you just need them to be all healthy, that's all well and good, I suppose, except that even when offensively, just in terms of runs scored, they're 16th in the league right now. Where Some of that, the pendulum is going to swing the other way. I mean, they've got the best batting average in the AL at home. They've got one of the league leading OPSs. They've just been miserable hitting with runners in scoring position. So some of that might swing around, but at the very least, you'd like to say, all right, they should be playing 500 baseball, but they're not, obviously. And part of it is that no matter what your starting pitchers are health-wise, their three best relievers have four-plus ERAs. And worse, it goes Abreu with a four-point-something. Then you got Presley with a five-point-something. Then you got Hader with a six-point-something. Like, it gets worse as you go along to where they're supposed to be the actual strength of your team.
Yep.
And you just, even as the bullpen over the last week actually improved in a lot of their overall performance, it just, you saw yesterday, it just, they flat out let you down in a game that could have won you a series.
Yeah. They have eight blown saves, and it's May 6th.
Yeah.
Eight blown saves, and it's May 6th for a team that specifically went and overspent on the back end of the bullpen. Like that's the thing to me, is that you have an owner that has refused, other than 1 year, refused to go over the competitive balance tax threshold. Like, just use that as his own version of a salary cap, which I'm not begrudging him for. It's his business, and he has spent more than most teams out there. I think Jim Crane has been a great owner through this golden era of Astro baseball. Like, his body of work is very, very good. These last couple of years have been very, very sketchy, and he's had his fingerprints on a lot of it. And when you finally make the move to significantly go over the competitive balance tax, to look in the mirror and say, I am going to spend luxury tax on this team, then that's the move that has to be the right one. It has to be the right one for you. And it's the reason why they're so far out of the race right now. Like, if I had to point to anything, it would be the back end of the bullpen. I know the runners in scoring position. I know the hitting hasn't been great with runners in scoring position. As you point out, the injuries to the starting rotation, there's nothing you can do about that other than maybe plan better for it. Like, you knew you had a couple of these injuries you kind of knew going in. But the back end of the bullpen not performing, man. And
if anything, like, the Astros look worse, that they're the third highest spending team in baseball, ahead of teams like Philadelphia and Texas and Atlanta and the Dodgers and Toronto.
Yeah.
It's okay, you spent that much, and yet here you are.
Or Oakland, who spends nothing, and they're ahead of you by 4.5.
Right, you're tied with the Angels. Now, you become the Angels.
Yeah.
You're spending a boatload of money, and yet you got nothing to show for it. Yep. And that's why you're tied with the Angels right now.
It's wild, man. It's wild. Speaking of Hader, this cuts from last week, but I thought it was interesting. As bad as Josh Hader's been this year at closing out baseball games, I actually admired his honesty when he was asked. This was after the game where he pitched multiple innings, the extra inning game last week where they beat Cleveland on the Caratini walk-off. I think it was on Tuesday last week. It was the middle game of that series. And Hader was asked after that game about pitching multiple innings in previous years, which is something he had not done that since 2020. When he did it in that Cleveland game, it was the first time in 4 years that he had done it.
Well, the team arbitration system was a system that said that no matter what you were as a reliever, if you didn't get saved, you weren't valued. So as a player, I felt like it was either one or the other. And obviously at that time, the decision was made that that's the way they wanted to go about it. And, you know, I felt for me to stay healthy and be able to make it to a free agency, I had to protect myself and, you know, do what they told, what the arbitration told me to do, which was get saved.
Most guys, like, hey, man, anything the team needs, whatever the team needs me to do, I'm going to do it. He's like, no, man, the arbitration system is set up to reward saves.
He would do anything for love, but he won't do that.
He won't do that. That's right. He's Meatloaf. Yeah.
I'll do anything for the team except, you know, anything above and beyond pitching in the ninth inning.
Right.
It is. The arbitration for relievers is stuck in the 1980s, and it's annoying because all the baseball people, you know, A.J. Hinch would have told you up and down all day long that he doesn't care if he has an actual closer or not. He wants somebody he can put in a high leverage situation. Mm-hmm. And yet arbitration rewards saves. They reward closers. Like, they don't look at the actual high leverage situations or anything else like that. They use a lot of old school stuff when it comes down to that. And it does, like, it creates, I think, more situations where guys don't want to put their egos behind it because there's an actual paycheck attached to it.
Right.
Hey, look, if Hader were dealing right now, and if he is just an absolute machine, I'd be like, yeah, that's baseball. But I choose to instead look at that as a character flaw. This is
what we just played.
yeah. Like, okay, you didn't want to do anything more than you had to be sure you got paid.
Yeah, great.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Doesn't help that Hector Neris has saved a bunch of games for the Cubs this year. I'm looking at his stats aren't great. Like, his whip is a little high, his ERA is a little high, but not nearly as high as Hader's in any. He's got 6 saves so far this year and 14 appearances for the Cubs. He's getting $8.5 million, Hector Neris.
Hey, so Singleton has been on a tear since Abreu got sent down.
Yeah.
And Espada has made comments here and there that sound like, oh, it's fully their plans to bring Abreu back and that he'll be fine when he gets back up here.
Mm-hmm.
I guess 2 questions, Sean. A, what is the likelihood that he actually swings a bat for the Houston Astros again this year? And B, how angry are you about it?
Boy, there's so many variables that go into this. Are they in the race? Are they out of the race? If they're out of the race, they can bring him back up and try to salvage something out of year 3. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he gets it going the last 2 months. I think a lot of it will depend on how he looks. You know, how, like, does he get his swing fixed? Or is it perceived that he has fixed things at rookie ball in West Palm Beach? You know?
Boy, okay, let's say this. I think we'll be able to tell whether the Astros are buyers or sellers at the trade deadline if they bring Abreu up like 3 weeks before the trade deadline. Because I think they'll do that only if they've said, like, all right, listen, all is lost. Let's see if Abreu can come up here and crank for a couple weeks, then maybe we've got, you know, maybe some team that's in the playoff hunt will offer something up for him, and you can at least unload some of this salary somehow.
That's the big thing. Like, how much of the salary? Because they'll have to pay part of the salary for him.
Right,
for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
But at least just something.
Can we
salvage something from this? I think if they're still committed to making the playoffs, then they don't bring him back up until after the, it would be some scenario after the trade deadline.
Yeah, and some of it's John Singleton too. Like if John Singleton all of a sudden turns the corner and he's hitting like an average major league, average, just an average major league first baseman, then I wouldn't mess with that. You know, I just, it's a good question.
I mean, if he says, so he doesn't even have to continue at the pace he was this last week because he's been playing like an all-star the last
week. Right, right, right.
So just if he evens out to be like, okay, this is our guy, then yeah.
Are you looking at his numbers? You look like you're looking at a screen. Are you looking at Singleton's
numbers? Yeah, I'm
trying
to look up. What was the day? It was after the, which series was it?
Cleveland is when he hit his first couple home runs.
That's right. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So it was really this whole homestand. What's his OPS on the season? Is that in front of you right now?
And hold on, I'm trying to let Baseball Reference work on this. Okay. So since the Cleveland game, Cleveland series started, he's got a 1.098 OPS.
Yeah.
He's batting 300.
Yeah. I mean, if he's that, you give him a contract extension, yeah. You know.
He's got, he's been doing pretty damn well. How many home runs? Is it just two?
It's three.
Three home
it's
runs
three.
In that era. Yeah, yep. In those six games.
Yep.
So,
yep.
That he's been markedly better than he has been on the season.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Monday. Stephon Diggs was at the J.J. Watt softball game. That was fun on Saturday for him. On Sunday, it looked like he was not having that much fun trying to get around Houston. We're going to try to help out Stephon Diggs and others who moved to the city and help onboard them. And we're going to ask you guys to help as well on the text page. That's coming up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.